49.0. EDG 01300320261100, audio. The base. Until proven otherwise, this is the base chosen for one of the SSV emergency vehicles. Some clarification is necessary. This is not a stool, but a large cylinder. The dimensions of this cylinder can be large enough to create a habitable zone inside. We are talking about a human environment. It is important to mention this because these dimensions open the door to the internal design of this cylinder. As we understand it, it is not necessary to have a human environment permanently throughout the entire station, and particularly in the corridors. This does not mean that there will be no air in these sections, it simply means that the quality of the human environment must be compartmentalized within the space complex. Let's now return to this base. I remind you that this is an SSV evacuation point. Waiting times are to be expected if there are a large number of passengers. This platform can offer astronauts a temporary refuge while awaiting a possible evacuation. This is one of the platform's roles. Several other uses can be combined with this human environment. We are talking here, for example, about medical emergencies, a temporary waiting area for certain maintenance work, rest areas, etc. We believe the SSV significant dimensions necessitate this. Speaking of dimensions, some figures have been added to the EDG-58C sketch for clarity. The dimensions of the emergency craft were based on NASA Apollo mission. By adding the height of the Apollo command module plus the height of the LEM module, we arrive at the following figure, 18 meters high. The same approach was applied to the diameter. We are talking about a diameter of approximately 4.5 meters. These dimensions are important because they allow us to visualize a possible layout for this area. This base could be tiered, meaning it could have two completely distinct sections. I don't think it's necessary to say more for now. Several possibilities exist, and it's up to the space specialists to make some of these decisions. This idea opens the door to the layout of the corridors and the main beam of the SSV. This simply means that one option for developing these areas could be adding human habitable zones in each section. I'm not a magician, and neither are those who will put this station into orbit. We have to plan ahead, and that's what I'm trying to do right now. That's all for now. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. March 30, 2026.